Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to CBDNU, presented by CBD American Shaman. Joining me once again on Sunday morning, Vince Sanders, the owner and founder of CBD American Shaman. Vince, how are you today?
Great, Frank. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, wonderful, as usual. Big things have been on your plate recently. You've been to China. You've been to Tennessee.
Yep.
And you've also talked to the Hemp Authority. Talk to us a little bit about the Hemp Authority and the hoops you had to jump through in order to get the hemp certified.
Absolutely. So the Hemp Authority is the seal in the hemp world that certifies that you are operating at a CMGP ISO standard. It means that you have full recall, proper SOPs in place, all the proper testing. It's extremely lengthy, 61 pages of things that you have it's an incredible audit to get through.
Are they affiliated with the government as well, the
Hemp
Authority?
They are not, because they were formed independently for the lack of the FDA having rules and regs. So
great.
The industry themselves thought, hey, there needs to be a government, just like UL listed for electronics. So that's what they do. It's very, very difficult to get that seal. We are Hemp Authority certified. We do have that seal on all of our products, which tells you that we're doing things the right way. They don't just hand these things out. It's a very difficult process. And in fact, in March, they're upping the ante more to a pharmaceutical standard. So in March, by March 1st, to re-qualify, we'll have to raise the bar yet again to basically a pharmaceutical standard of operation.
Okay, so the U.S., or I'm sorry, yeah, so the Hemp Council itself is going to just keep telling you and everybody that's in this industry that's doing it the right way, like CBD
absolutely,
American Shaman.
Absolutely, you look for that Hemp Authority
right.
seal means everything.
Means just that, ever buy anything without the Hemp Authority seal.
If it's not
seal.
On there, you have to ask why.
Yeah, right. And so then the Hemp Authority, then the next time around, will increase what? Will it be more research and development?
More testing, even higher standard levels of processing. Most of these things, honestly, we already are there. It's more record keeping that we have to focus on. We're right now, for instance, if let's say a batch that we made and there was an ingredient that came back from an outside manufacturer that said, hey, this was bad for whatever reason, we can tell exactly whatever batches that went to and who we sold it to. So we can do a recall very easily.
Instantly,
really.
Right.
A few keystrokes on a computer. It's amazing. But the level further from here will be more in-depth manufacturer testing as far as our raw goods suppliers and things. So it goes back a whole nother step. So they're pre-inspected, not post.
Right. And folks, these are the reasons we tell you only buy your products at CBD American Shaman, because they are third-party tested. They do have the Hemp Council seal of approval, and they will continue to do that and continue to upgrade as the Hemp Council makes them upgrade to get the certificate every time. Always look on their products. Always see that seal on there. Make sure you don't buy products other places that do not have the seal on it. I wouldn't buy a product anyway at another place. I'd just make sure I got CBD American Shaman. I know I'm getting the best. I know I can take that and rest assured that everything in that bottle, vial, whatever it is you take, whether it's topical cream or the water-soluble drops or whatever you give your pets, it's all certified with the Hemp Council, and that's so important. And you will continue to do that and have to do that in order to keep getting certified, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a yearly certification, and in addition to that, they can come up and do unannounced visits.
Oh, boy.
At any time.
Here we are.
Literally knock the door, you got to let them in.
The old drop-in, right?
That's right.
And then how often do you – I know you test every batch. How much of every batch do you test? You test every product on every batch,
every
right?
Every single batch. So when we first you test, of course, we've tested the plant throughout the process. Then we test the extract that we make everything from. Then we test the concentrate. And then as we use that concentrate in all the other products, those products are also tested.
Yeah. So you just go all the way through the process. Yeah.
And that's done in-house. And, of course, then we send it out for third-party testing.
Right. So let's talk about in-house. I was just down at the plant for the first time down at Southwest Boulevard, and it was so eye-opening to me what goes on there and your employees and your marketing people and everybody. I was just blown away. You've got to be very proud of what you have spawned here with the CBD American Shaman.
Yeah, we really are. I mean, you walk in there and you're given tours. It's like anything. If you do it every day, it becomes relatively normal for
sure
you.
Sure it does, yeah.
Yeah, but when you bring in outside people to see their eyes open and you know, their breath taken away, they just don't realize how much science is taking place there and the manufacturing capabilities that we have. You know, when you actually see the facility and see everything being tested and the nano being created and the bottles actually running down the lines, it is eye-opening. And that doesn't mean just from people in Kansas City. People from California, you know, even in the marijuana industry come in and are like, wow, this is amazing.
Right. I remember I walked in the first machine. I saw the, you know, it's a very, just a normal reception area, whatever. And I go in the back, the first machine, I look at it, oh, my gosh. And somebody goes, yeah, that costs $1 million. I said, what? I goes, how much? He said, yeah, it's the best machine, the best bottling machine you can get, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we use diastolic pumps. And what that is if you've ever seen an IV drip, that's the same pump that controls that tiny microdose of an IV drip. It's the first time they've ever been used in manufacturing, and I wanted as accurate as possible that you could do. And I talked to the manufacturer. I said, hey, why can't we use diastolic pumps? And they're like, well, those have never been used in industry. Those are used in a scientific setting. I said, well, is there any reason why not? And they couldn't really, their engineers couldn't say, hey, these couldn't hold up.
Right.
So that's what we put in. Everything's touch screen technology. I mean, we can control clear down to 1/100 of a gram of what goes through each dropper. It's as exact as technology will allow.
Yeah, it does feel very scientific when you're in there and very like a lab, because everybody's got their hairnets on, they've got their gloves on, they've got their booties on.
Yep.
They're totally protected, so you know there's nothing's getting in there that shouldn't be getting in there. So
It was
mind-blowing for me. You know, it was just really amazing. And then to see it, and then the packaging part of it as well, after it's done and put together for all the packages to be shipped out.
Yep.
Right. I think I was in there at 5:30 in the afternoon. Sarah was with me, my wife, and we went through the whole plant, went upstairs, and we saw you. We saw all your marketing people, and it was probably 6:30. No, it was about 6:30, maybe 6:45 by the time I got out of there. Everybody was still working.
Yep.
And I'm waiting for you now to put on two shifts.
Well,
and
we do in something. For instance, that nano room runs 18 hours a day.
Yeah. Explain the nano a little
sure.
bit, the nanotechnology. I know we've explained it before, but explain again.
Absolutely. So there's great science on this, that oil is very poorly absorbed by the human body.
Yes.
Now, the best way to absorb an oil is to hold it under your tongue for 90-plus seconds for mucosal absorption, which is the mucus glands in your mouth have a lot of tiny capillaries, and some of that will slip into those. But, you know, 90-plus seconds, you're only getting a 10% absorption. So if you take 10 milligrams under your tongue, only one actually gets in your blood. The other 9 is literally just passed directly through your body as waste.
Okay.
So early on in trying to hope that we could get this in the hands of everybody, I knew in time eventually prices would hopefully get there as more and more hemp was grown, et cetera. But we didn't have time to wait for that. So I thought, well, since 90% is wasted, any step in increasing the bioavailability will allow us to reduce the cost.
I mean, the easier it is to get into your system.
Absolutely. And you can take less.
Right.
And it works faster and lasts longer. So that's what took us down the course of the nanotechnology. It was about an 18-month R&D development. We launched that in late 2016, and it is the absolute bedrock of everything we do. It's the difference between walking and flying on a rocket, right? I mean, it's that big a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You have 10 times absorption. It's all in you within minutes, not hours. It lasts longer. Your liver has a hard time filtering out droplets that are that small. It's just better in every facet. So that's the key. You know, and the way we do this is we have very special emulsifiers. One side likes oil, one side likes water. We have special equipment that breaks that oil down to tinier and tinier droplets and pieces. And then these emulsifiers attach to that oil and protect it so it doesn't eventually coagulate back together. Small,
right.
You know, no matter how small you broke it down, 30 minutes later, you'd have oil floating at the top and water at the bottom. And the key is, obviously, is the size of these particles. And we have a laser diffractor that literally during the process that we're constantly using to tell us the size of these particles. Our goal is to get as close to 50 nanometers as possible without going under. The reason we don't want to go under is science suggests that 50 nanometers is the perfect size to fit a cell receptor. Smaller than that, and you actually run the risk of passing directly through the cell.
Yeah, go past. Yeah,
we're
right
going, so now we're back to no bioavailability,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we're constantly testing, and you know, let's say we test and we're at 100 nanometers. We say, okay, another 15 minutes. Now we're at 72, 10 minutes. Now we're at 59. Then we start literally running in like 2-minute burst until
right.
we get it right down to as close as possible to that 50 nanometers without going under.
Yeah, right. So, and I saw the laser refractor machine in
yes.
there, you know, at work.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was really just incredible. And so, yeah, the whole process there is incredible. The amazing thing I saw, and the UPS must love you, because I leave the building and it's 7 o'clock at night, and here comes big old UPS truck up backing up to the to
yeah.
the bay in order to get all the packages. And they're going to places like Sparks, Nevada, and Diamond McAllen, Texas, and
yep.
they're going all over the country. So, folks, this CBD American Shaman is a local company, okay, but they service the country with their product, and that's why you can, you know, bet that they have the third party tested. A lot of transparency here, folks, and it you are getting the best product when you're working with CBD American Shaman. I use it, my wife uses it, Tim Grunhardt, my good buddy, he uses it, and we are believers. Wouldn't be here talking to you this morning if I didn't really believe in what Vince Sanders and his company are doing. So, Vince, continue the good work.
We will.
You got it. Okay, Vince
Thanks,
Sanders,
Frank.
The owner and founder of CBD American Shaman, always joining me on Sunday mornings on CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. When we come back, Dr. Jesse Lopez will join us. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with his American Shaman Clinic. That is all next on CBD and You. Welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. As promised, Dr. Jesse Lopez with me again this Sunday morning. We've been talking about cold weather and winter and all that the last few weeks, Doc, and well, it isn't going away anytime soon, is it?
No, it's not. It's probably just going to get a whole lot worse, so we better get ready,
yeah.
prepared.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about it last week, just as a review and summary. Just give us just a couple of your little hints about how to you know, manage the winter weather.
Well, we talked a lot about prevention. We want individuals to take proactive steps to prevent themselves from getting ill. And that would include things like getting plenty of rest. Plenty of sleep is so important for good cortisol levels and give you some good strength during the day. You want to make sure you're washing those hands and utilizing hand sanitizer. I suggested putting a big bottle of it at the entryway of your house so your kiddos can do their hands before they even come in and bring all those viruses from school. And also some great supplements that they can utilize alongside their CBD, because CBD has very strong immune properties. Things like ashwagandha, astragalus, things like elderberry. Those are all great adaptogens that support the immune system. And don't forget your minerals and vitamins. Your daily vitamins important. Vitamin C, I suggested about 1,000 milligrams every day of a chewable form because that's absorbed better. Zinc, we forget about how important that is in the immune system. And then also vitamin B12 helps put a little oom-pa-pa in your step during the winter.
Yeah, you bet. That's really great. And doing the preventive things, great. Then if you don't get sick, that's a bonus. That's the best part of it. So also, winter, get up. It's cold. Stays cold. You're in and out of the cold all day long, in and out of your car, in and out of work, whatever it is. And all of a sudden, all the aches and pains that were masked by the warmer weather are now all hitting you all at once, aren't they?
We are really starting to see that roll into the clinic now. We have patients coming in complaining of increasing discomfort and soreness in their joints, and I kind of get a chuckle out of some of my older patients when they come in and they say, "Hey, doc, my rheumatism's acting up."
My
Makes
rheumatiz.
Me think of the Beverly Hillbillies,
yeah.
you know, so I want to almost go and break out a big jug of some moonshine and say, well, here you go. That'll take care of it. But
that's not under the CBD American Shaman.
I might get
label,
in trouble with the state board or something like
exactly,
that. But no, we are in all seriousness seeing a lot of folks with increasing aches and pains. And there really is something to it. When you get the changes in the barometric pressure, individuals will experience increased pain and discomfort in joints that are already inflamed, their hips, their knees, shoulders. And so we are trying to counsel individuals on what to do. And sometimes that includes some workup, like x-rays or, you know, Lord forbid, an MRI if somebody's slipped on some ice or
that
kind of thing. So it might deserve a little bit further investigation, but it's really something we're starting to see ramp up in the clinic right now.
Okay, so when they first come in, if they're just having some slight pain or whatever in their joints, say in their hands, maybe in their knees, maybe in an ankle or something, it's an old injury or whatever, and you can use the topical cream, of course, and see what that does. Then beyond the topical cream, like say they come back and say, you know what, there's just something else in there, I think. So then what do you do from that point on?
Well, I like to encourage individuals to utilize the oral CBD along with the cream.
Right, the water-soluble, right?
The water-soluble CBD, because you're kind of attacking it from a two-pronged perspective. Internally, you're getting it into the bloodstream. It's affecting those inflammatory cells. And then also with the cream, you're getting some immediate relief, especially with the DMSO that helps pull it down into the tissues so that you get a little bit better mobility and some less discomfort in those areas. You know, I really caution folks during this time of the year with the knee joint pain and the hip pain to really be careful of your aspirin or ibuprofen or Tylenol administration. Not that it can't be used, but individuals get in such pain that they tend to overuse it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, Tylenol has a daily limit of 4,000 milligrams. And when we testified before the FDA and presented an executive paper to them, because the FDA was so concerned about the dosing of CBD, we showed them that you don't even need near of a elevated dose like that to get improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes about the same amount of milligrams of CBD before you start to get into any potential hepatotoxicity or liver issues or interference with other medications, just like Tylenol.
Right.
So be real careful. Don't take extra Tylenol above what it's recommended or aspirin. These different types of supplements are great to utilize concomitantly to maybe decrease risk of taking too much ibuprofen and getting a stomach ulcer.
Right. Yeah. And the whole thing is, you know, I always tell people, go to the CBD American Shaman Clinics. There's over 40 in the area. And go in, either go to your Acosta Care Center, the American Shaman Clinic over there behind the Applebee's at 110, you know, Metcalf and College. But go in, and the thing I always tell them is the only thing you have to lose is the pain. I mean, you know, you go in because it's money back guarantee. If you go in and it does not work, you bring back your empty bottle or your empty vial of the water soluble and just turn it back in, and they'll give you your money back. It's a money back guarantee, folks. There's nothing to lose here except your pain, your anxiety, and the other things we always talk about when we talk about CBD American Shaman.
And we have had maybe one person bring something back to our clinic, and we gave them their money back. No
sure.
questions asked. And I think that speaks to really how we feel about how we want to help people. We're not about wanting just to make a buck. We really want to help you.
Right.
And this is evidenced by our commitment to do research and studies, like with the CBN that we spoke about on the previous show.
Yeah, that helps. Just give them a little quick review of the CBN.
Well, CBN is a cannabinoid known as cannabinol, which helps with sleep. And with the change to the winter schedule, it can be a little more difficult for us. And so this improves that ability to stay asleep longer, prevents the disruption of your sleep cycle. A lot of folks will wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and then they can't get back to sleep, and all of that affects their performance the next day.
Right.
We love folks to call us and check about the different studies that we have going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because we study the CBN. We typically add participants into the study with that as well. We're excited because we've been approached by one of the major local universities to study the CBD product from the perspective of inflammation and pain in oncology patients that have been suffering from breast cancer. And, you know, the opioid epidemic is huge. And
yes, it is.
This is a way for them to find another route of decreasing the pain that can be experienced when they go through some of their chemotherapy regimens. And so we were really honored and blessed to be part of that. We're working on that with them at this time. And so that comes back to saying that we're about you and not about the buck. And that's why we take it back if you don't like it or don't want it or don't need it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And if you bring it back and you say, hey, it really didn't help, you might want to get a checkup and find out why something isn't helping you. Also, you know what I mean? Just in the back of your mind, like, well, that didn't help, so I'm going to go back on my Tylenol or I'm going to back on my leave. I would continue on and get checked up and just, you know, wherever that pain is, whatever, and CBD didn't help, but just make sure what it is, where it's coming from, and exactly what's going on inside your body.
You bring up a great point, Frank. Sometimes it just may be that the dosing needs to be increased.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what we find is that the individual thought that they were taking the maximum amount of the supplement, and oftentimes that can be increased and they can find some improvement in their situation.
Right.
And so at the clinic, we can give you that guidance to do it alongside any traditional medications that you are on so that it's being done safely. And I found probably in 90% of the cases, that was the issue.
That was the problem, right.
However, there could be a deeper underlying issue, such as a torn meniscus in the knee or a strained ligament or some underlying obvious osteoarthritis or even an immune issue like rheumatoid arthritis. And those may require some additional evaluation, some pharmaceuticals involved to help bring you relief,
yeah,
a total relief. What we do at American Shaman Clinic and Acasa Care is we try to bring them together in a complementary way. So if an individual does have rheumatoid arthritis and they're on Remicade or some other medication along those lines, we can also utilize CBD to help facilitate some of a relief in their discomfort.
Right. It's more of a holistic approach to it instead of just writing them a script for something and just sending them out that way to the pharmacy.
Yes. And so when you come into the clinic or any clinic you go into with an open mind, we certainly will sit you down and talk to you in detail about your signs and symptoms to get a good handle on it. I shared at the last visit, last week about a gentleman who had some bleeding from his bottom,
mm-hmm.
and he really thought it was nothing. And his wife encouraged him to pay attention to it. And I did a colonoscopy on him, and I found a malignancy in the colon.
Right.
So something that you think is just very kind of simple and doesn't mean anything may have some underlying meaning. He might have been told at another clinic that it's just a simple hemorrhoid. Don't worry about it. Get some hydrocortisone cream, and it'll go away. But we really listen, and it was listening to him that I knew something was not right. And so whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or whether it's a sore in your mouth or, you know, pain in your foot, we're going to get into your history to find out what's going on.
Yeah, to find exactly what's going on. The other thing is, too, I'm not a doctor, but I would say anytime you're bleeding from an area that you normally don't bleed from, I think you better go get checked up instead of waiting for it to go away.
Please do.
But men, a lot of times, this is the problem with men.
Yes.
Okay, we got an issue here with going to doctors and admitting there's something wrong with us.
You know, that's very true. And we need to learn from the women that it's okay to be advocates for our health, because we feel like if we are advocates for ourselves regarding health, that it's weak. It makes us a weak man to go to the doctor, admit that we're sick or we're not feeling well. And that's not true at all. And actually, there's a lot of wonderful things that we can do in the clinic to help you stay strong and virile, like our bioidentical hormone replacement therapies that we utilize, so that you can enjoy life.
Yeah.
And what we do by getting to the root of the problem is that if we find that your knee joint has some significant inflammation or a minor tear, we can give you other remedies that would maybe prevent you from having to have surgery, like stem cell therapy.
Yeah, right.
We've done multiple cases in our clinic of stem cell therapy into the different joints, the knees and the shoulders, that has improved the patient's lives drastically.
Yeah. So as we always recommend, we talk with Dr. Jesse Lopez, is, hey, give him a call, 913-647-3999. It's Acasa Care, American Shaman Clinic, CBD, 7201 West 110th. The easiest way to tell you where it is, it's behind the Applebee's there at College of Metcalf. It's right on the backside there, and they're right there with their clinic. And the doc will take care of you, and they'll eventually have another clinic online as well. And we'll get you updated on that when we get closer to the to that date. But, Doc, it's always great talking to you, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. Great to be here. Everybody stay healthy and well and warm.
There you are, just like your car. Get warmed up out there, folks. Take some preventive care. You know, when it rolls over X amount of miles, you got to get the oil changed.
That's right. Come on in. We'll put you on our hoist and check you out.
There you go. Absolutely. Okay. Acasa Care, American Shaman Clinic. CBD, 7201 West 110th, right behind the Applebee's, 913-647-3999. We'll be back with more here on CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman, right after this. Welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman, and a first-time guest and a guy you will hear frequently now from this point on here on CBD and You, as we're going to bring him in, a good researcher in CBD, Dr. Bob Kaufman. Dr. Bob, how are you today?
I'm having a ball. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. I understand you're out doing a little hunting this morning?
Yep. Heard some deer moving through the woods, but didn't get to see them.
Well, there you go. You know, that happens to you. Probably yeah. too much orange on, right? Hey, Doctor, since we're talking to you for the first time, give us a little bit of your background and how you ended up in the scientific research and working with CBD American Shaman.
Sure. Well, I went to medical school and got my MD degree, and then I decided I'd going to do OBGYN, so I did a residency in that. I got bored in that, so I decided, well, after I finished that, I did a fellowship in maternal fetal medicine, which is high-risk OB, that is taking care of mothers where there's something wrong with the mother or the fetus.
Right.
So I didn't do normal pregnancies. I did those. And when I was doing that, even before that, when I was in residency, I got started in research, and I developed the first spontaneous animal model of gestational diabetes. And so that just took me, and I just loved it. Before that, I was an engineer. Okay, I went to engineering school, and I was a junior research engineer for 2 summers, and I got bored with that. So I get bored easy.
Hey, Doc, you're too smart for your own good, okay? We got the engineering deal, okay? You've got the pens in the pocket thing in your pocket, and then all of a sudden you decide to go to be a doctor. That is a great. Where'd you go to school?
Well, I went to Rose Holman Institute of Technology in Terre Haute for engineering.
Gotcha.
And well, first of all, I grew up at the north end of Possum Holler, so I had no idea what an engineer was. Okay.
Oh gosh,
I could play basketball and baseball. Okay.
Yeah.
And so they contacted me. I went over and visited, and I just loved the place. Okay. And so I got that, and I did that, and then I went to medical school at Southern Illinois University Medical School. And the reason I went there was because 2 reasons. One, the longest, I could finish early. I could finish in 3 years, but I could actually study at my own pace. But they weren't quite ready for me because in the first part was you would read this stuff and take a test and go in and do them. And it was supposed to take 4 weeks, and I finished in 2 days. And so they weren't quite ready for me.
Doc, I said, you're too smart for your own good, okay? But, okay, so then you decide, I don't want to be the engineer. I don't want to be an OB anymore. So then you went and you decided, you actually went back to your engineering because now you're into, when you go into scientific research and development, you are basically an engineer.
Yeah, it's problem solving. It's seeing a problem and trying to find the answer and determine what's the best way to get the answer. I love it.
So then, when did you branch off into doing more and more and finding your way here to CBD and hemp?
Sure. Well, long story, because I'm old, okay? I could go on and on, but make a short story out of it. I was disabled for about 15 years because of my knees, because I was taught too much through college and stuff, and I was too young to get knee replacements. Finally got knee replacements, finally able to retire. Once I retired, then I went back and I got certified in allergy and immunology, started practicing that. But right before that, I was having problems with my knees, and they were sore because I'd broken a piece of metal in my right one, and they didn't recognize it for 2 years, and I had metal shards all over, and it was a mess. And then by the time that one healed up, I'd ruined my other one, the plastic in it. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was looking for something to help me, and I started using some CBD, and I called around, talked to all the makers of CBD. That was about 6-7 years ago. And I talked to all the CEOs, because everybody was making it out of their garage, okay, at that point. And I talked to them, and four of them had smoked way too much marijuana when they were young.
Okay? Got that. Okay. Like, wow. Yeah. Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
And then I started talking to this other guy. And after I talked to him about 2 minutes, I asked him, I said, are you a chemist? I mean, because this guy really knew his stuff. And he said, no. Turns out it was Vince.
Okay? Oh, gosh. How about that?
And then I talked with him. I went and saw how he was making stuff. And he was doing it just like a pharmaceutical company. I mean, it was really good quality stuff. So I said, okay, if I'm going to do anything, this is what I'm going to do it with. So I started doing some research on it, or just some internal research, looking at pain and stuff, and that this stuff worked. And so it didn't work all the time, but it worked most of the time. Sometimes when it worked, it was like a miracle drug. It was like, wow, this is good. So that's when I got started, and I told him he needed a medical director for his company. And he said, I can't afford you yet. And then about 2 or 3 years ago, he called me and said, I can afford you now. So I became his medical director. And then after I did that for a while, we got another guy in. That's Jesse Lopez.
Yeah.
And we were co-medical directors for a while. And then the research just started taking off. And so I decided, I'll just be the director of medical research. And Jesse, you can take all those other things. Okay. And so that's why I ended up where I am.
Yeah, and the most interesting part is you talked to Vince. You knew right away he was different than these other people you're talking to, and that what he was doing with his product was the right way to approach this because you had had your medical background, right?
That's exactly right. I dealt with a lot of development of new things, new drugs, new procedures. Like I said, I developed animal model of gestation diabetes, and so with all that, it was like, this guy is doing it right. He's making something new, and he's doing it the right way. And he's doing it not right just to make a good product, but because he cares for people. That was what it was. And that came across real easy.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah, right. Especially, you know, it was his uncle that got him interested in the CBD and trying to help him with pain when he was going through cancer and all the things that developed from that. So I know Jesse as well, but Vince Sanders definitely had his heart in the right place. We're talking with Dr. Bob Kaufman. He is, I'll call you the research director into scientific research for CBD American Shaman, into the problem-solving areas of this company. And from when you first started to now, how different is this industry?
Oh, it's completely different. Well, like I said, when I first got involved, there were like only five people that were doing anything in this in the United States. Now there's everybody on the corner is doing something. Okay?
Right.
And the problem is that we just don't have good quality across the board with this. Now, there's some besides us that are doing very good quality, producing a very good product. But there's so many that just aren't. And it's just a shame. I just get really sad with that. The other thing that's happened is the amount of research that's come out is just tremendous. I reviewed the last 6 months of last year and how many articles there were about CBD and the cannabinoid system.
Right.
And there were over 1,000 articles in 6 months. 1,000 new articles came out in 6 months. And it's just growing like crazy. So I spend my day in front of two big computer screens reading papers and writing things, and I love it.
Yeah, right. And you got to watch out for those red flags, folks. If you are going to buy this product, we are just talking about one company, and that's CBD American Shaman. There are some other good ones out there, but for all of you within that can hear me right now and hear Dr. Bob Kaufman, the situation is there are over 40 stores here in the Kansas City Metro. CBD American Shaman, they're a third-party tested 0.3% THC, and 99% of the products are a lot less than that as well. So you know what you're getting. You know you're not going to get in trouble using this product. Do not buy something at a convenience store or gas station. Make sure not only is it CBD American Shaman, but that it has the Hemp Council's label on it, and it has label on it that has every ingredient inside that vial or bottle that you are buying, correct?
That is correct. Very much so. Right on the money.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about, get a little bit more specific, and we will be specific with you when we talk to you, Dr. Kaufman, as we move forward here. You have done a lot of research with CBD and concussions. Of course, a lot of parents are concerned about getting their young children into playing the sport of football, even some other ones in the sport of soccer, because of the headers being used and you know what's being done in that sport as well. Talk to me a little bit about how you use CBD and use it with the idea of a concussion.
Yeah, well, concussion. What happens when a person gets a concussion? They actually get a bruising and inflammation that occurs in a specific area in the brain. Okay,
right.
And that's because the brain isn't made to bounce around that fast inside of this bony structure. And when that happens, there is tearing and there is the tissue damage that occurs, and then. It's not just the tissue damage that occurs initially, but it's the inflammation that occurs afterwards. And that's why a lot of times there'll be the dizziness and things, because what happens initially, you know, they will have that, and they'll sometimes even lose consciousness for a little bit, is because it's just the trauma to the nerves, and the nerves have to reset. And it's just like an electrical circuit. It just gets kind of blown out of whack for a bit, has to reset itself. And then what happens is, over time, over the next 24 to 48 hours, then what happens is the inflammation sets in. You have the body tries to start healing itself because of the things that happen. And then that causes more problems all lots of times down the road. But even in the short term, it can cause more problems. And then there's a recovery of that because, you know, if you ever get a bruise on your hand or something like that, it can take 2 weeks for that bruise to resolve. Well, that's the same thing that's happening in your brain. It's going to take a long time for it to resolve. And your brain isn't made to resolve it as well as like your arm, because you can move that around. You can massage it. You can do different things to help that inflammation and the blood and everything that was there go away and get back into circulation. You can't do that with your brain. You just got to give it rest. And so what happens with CBD? CBD helps prevent some of the inflammation that occurs. It also helps insulate the neurons themselves from continued damage as any inflammation is that's present. And because of that, it causes the nerve to start functioning back faster than they were before, and it keeps the swelling down that occurs with it as well. So there's just a whole lot of things that that work with CBD. Now, the ideal thing is if you can have CBD in the person before they get concussion, but we don't want to do that, okay? And there's a lot of reasons we don't want to do that at this point, but you can't predict who's going to get the concussion and who isn't.
Yes.
That's the deal, okay? Right. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be treating a whole bunch of people with something that they don't need, okay? So what we found is that the sooner we can get that CBD in there, once we make sure they're stable, you know, the person is stable and they're not bleeding into the brain more and that kind of stuff, that it's a stable situation, it's just a concussion, it's not a blood clot in the brain or anything like that, you want to get them started on this CBD, because it'll decrease the time for the healing for the CBD, it decreases the amount of damage that occurs in the brain, and there's just all kinds of research, both in, primarily this has been done in animals, because we don't want to do, you know, we don't want to do that kind of hitting people's heads in the laboratory.
Yes,
with people. Okay?
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want to do that. No.
No, don't want to do that. But what we have done is we've taken people that have had concussions and done this with them, and the results look really, really good. So, again, that's not, it's the kind of thing that it's out there, the research is there, but again, the FDA hasn't approved this. CBD for this indication, so it's not like doctors will be prescribing it and things like that a whole lot.
Right.
It's just that the research is very promising with this, and it looks good.
Well, that's good. You know, and the other thing is it's always good to get an athlete who is in a collision sport like football or in soccer, because you're colliding with other players, maybe not head-to-head as much, but you are colliding with the ball head-to-head. And, the ball's coming in at a certain mile per hour and bouncing off your head. And just like anything else, getting a baseline test, everybody's different. Everybody's physiology is different. Some people can absorb punishment and not really come away with anything that even looks close to being a concussion. And there's others, the slightest movement from one side to the other, getting your direction changed very quickly, it'll be different for that person. So you would definitely recommend having baseline tests before you even start the sport, right?
Oh, for sure. Everybody should have that, because that's right now the one thing that we can use to help determine whether it's not what the situation is going on inside the brain, whether they should be cleared, whether that inflammation has gone down to where they're back to where they were before. I've had, my grandson, he had a bad concussion, and he had his testing before. And initially we thought it was only going to be about a week. Turned out he had to be out for about 2 weeks with it. So, definitely everybody get the testing beforehand. Any sport where there's going to be any contact to the head, I even consider in basketball, baseball, pretty much anything where you have the risk of that happening, go ahead and get that baseline study.
Yeah, so that's good news. That's good information for all you folks out there. We're talking with Dr. Bob Kaufman. I'm going to call him the head scientific researcher for CBD American Shaman, full-fledged doctor. He was an engineer. The guy didn't have as many concussions as I had when I was growing up, obviously. He got all his schooling in. Yeah. You know what? I had one. This is way back in the day, Doc. And I remember spending about 3 days in the infirmary. They couldn't even open the blinds. And the coach would come in every day and go, "You ready yet? What are you doing? You're laying, are you sure? What? Come on, let's go. And it was so much different. 3 days later, I'm back out in the practice field. I probably should have stayed in the infirmary for another couple of weeks. But that's just the difference in the way we handle these things today compared to the way we handled them then. Plus, there's always the better things about better techniques on tackling, not using your head as much. But all this research and the baseline test, they're all really good. And then if you do happen to still get a concussion, then using a product like the CBD American Shaman products. And what product would you recommend is the best to use in this kind of situation?
Well, you got to use something that's going to work systemically, that is throughout the whole body. I mean, you can't rub stuff on your head and expect it to get through the skull and the
right.
cranium and all the bone
right.
and everything else. So you got to do something that you take and put it in. And with that, what we recommend is water soluble, because it gets into the bloodstream very fast. It also gets into the lymphatics, it appears to. And because of that, it can also cross the blood-brain barrier. That's one of the nice things about cannabinoids, so that it can get in there and help. Where if you use other things like non-steroidal and those kind of things, that they don't cross that blood-brain barrier the same way, and so they can't get in there and decrease that inflammation the way CBD can.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, is getting to the root of the problem in order to get to the root of trying to get this thing healed up and getting back to, just being yourself and trying to, recover from this injury the best way possible at that point, right?
Right, and we'll talk about this at some point later, but when we talk about CTE and the development of that, with multiple concussions, the long-term minor concussion or minor traumatic injury to the brain, and developing prions and a bunch of other things that occur that cause the later problems that people have when they get older, CBD may have more of a role than we believe in trying to correct all of that and prevent that from happening. And that information, just there's some good basic science for that. So not only will it help the person get back faster, it may be very helpful in preventing long-term complications later in life.
Yeah, we're talking about dementia now, early onset, dementia and things of that nature. I've had a couple of my old teammates died early onset dementia. And of course, the one was one of my teammates. He had probably three or four concussions in high school and had three or four more in college, and gosh, 10 years ago, I think he started his symptoms, and it was just a really traumatic experience for him and his wife. He has since passed away from complications from that, and that's what you're trying to prevent here.
That's exactly right. We can't say it will prevent it for sure.
Right.
But given the evidence that we have, it looks very good. Okay.
Yeah. And especially with you, Dr. Kaufman, the situation is you do the scientific research, and it probably never ceases to amaze you, let alone us out here, how many different uses they have for CBD.
Well, it's because I just did a lecture about this last night. Okay. To the public, I do this a bunch, okay? And so it's because CBD works totally different than all the other cannabinoids, especially THC, okay? It doesn't work by binding to the receptors at the receptor sites. What it does is it binds to the receptor in a different place, and then when your own endocannabinoids bind to that receptor, what it does is it modifies things such that if the endocannabinoid system is hypoactive, it brings it back toward normal. If it's hyperactive, it brings it back toward normal. And whenever we have disease, our endocannabinoid system becomes either hypo or hyperactive. And THC, what will it do? It'll bind to the receptor. And so if the system is hyporeactive in the right places, THC can be very helpful, okay? But we don't know if it's going to be hypo or hyperreactive. And what CBD does is it always brings it back toward normal. And as we bring our endocannabinoid system within our bodies back toward normal, what happens is we start getting healed from the various diseases.
Right. And this is why, folks, that we do this show, CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. It's just there's so much information out there, and CBD American Shaman is doing the right thing with this product, with the CBD product. I know people worry still. They think CBD and hemp, they think, you know, it's high levels of THC and my company's going to drug test me and it's going to come back positive. And hey, it's 0.3% or less of THC in any one of their products. Remember, full money back guarantee if you don't feel it is working for you. And it can be used across all spectrums of your system. We're going to talk about these things with Dr. Kaufman as the weeks go on. You know, we're going to talk about things like joint injuries and osteoarthritis and inflammation and performance and lots of things. Urine testing for marijuana, as a matter of fact. But, you know, we're going to talk to Dr. Bob Kaufman about that. He heads up CBD American Shaman Scientific Research. And Doctor, we appreciate your time today. We will visit again next week with you and probably the week after that as well. But thanks so much for taking some time out this Sunday morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, you bet. Dr. Bob Kaufman, head of research for CBD American Shaman. And don't forget, Chiefs Tailgate is next. Join us next Sunday right here on CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman.